to what we are really building on.
Blog Talk Radio.
Proverbs chapter 7, right? I'm going to read it with you. It's Proverbs chapter 7, and I'm going to read verse 6.
For at the window of my house, I looked through my casement, and behold, among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man, boy of understanding.
See, when I left my dad's house, that's the way I left the house with. It wasn't the fact that I didn't have the Bible, it's that I had no life experience. Being that young man, I was vulnerable to anything because I didn't understand. There was a lot of things I just didn't experience. And knowing that I hadn't experienced all these things, I'm taking the fact that somebody's kept me fed, comfortable, and everything else all this time. So I had that false pride, like, I got it, I'm good. But there's a lot that I wasn't ready for in that world. There was a lot going on in the world that I really wasn't ready for. So we're reading here this same thing. You look through the casement. I looked out the window. And I saw you. What? He was. Nope. He said he was. It said that young man. I behold a young man. I behold among the simple ones. A certain among the youth, a young man void of understanding. Read on.
Verse 8. Passing through the street near her corner.
He said he was walking down the street by her corner. But he don't really know. He's green. He's fresh fish. He is a John. That's what they call a John?
Right.
He's a John. He knew, man. Like, this dude is just nose wide open. He don't have a clue to what's going to hit him. I'm out. This world is a big world. He can really see how big this world is. We just read about one thing that caught him up. Go ahead. Verse 8.
Passing through the street near her corner,
And
he went the way of the house. In the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with an attire of a harlot.
Now we're going to stop. This is one thing that catches most all young dudes up. His nose be wide up. But what got him to go by her house, you got to read verse 5. Verse 4. So I'm going to jump to verse 4 real fast. That's where our sin started in the story. We're reading.
Verse 4. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman.
Read.
From strange woman, from the stranger, which flattereth with words, with her words.
So, wisdom keep you from flattery. So every young man to get caught up, I get caught because somebody is doing what? Tell me what I want to hear.
Yeah, you're being fooled.
Like, yeah, popping my head up, man. You can do this. You're a man. Your parents just walk in your room. You have rights, man. You like, dude, she can't just do that. She said she's defending your privacy. But all that shit when was hearing me young, it was doing what? Puffing my head up. No different than I still got caught up because this person was out there still doing what? Puffing my head up. I use the words of flattery. You just so, I just love your abs. So tall, dark, and handsome. You know what I'm saying? Wow, thank you. I love the curls and the green eyes. You know what I'm saying, man? Well, you're just so knowledgeable, man. Gosh. Yes, no one likes you. Yes, no one. You are so special. But you know, I mean, I really believe that when we met, that was like a thing for God that we were
soulmates. You tell me exactly what I want to hear.
Thank you.
So you
listen. You know, I have never. I'm gonna say no hands. But I have never, you were so well endowed that I have never had you, I've never had that big. You like, whoo, your chest can do this. The sick man that came on, you went home. You don't understand, goddamn it. Put it down. Chest all day, but all I did was get flattered. But on my head swollen because somebody's been flattering me. You don't need this. You can do this on your own.
Yes, you
that there you go. I had somebody that saw that I was I really didn't understand and they started gassing me up. Man, you know what? You have a, just such a good head on your shoulders, man.
You see so mature.
Right. Man, you have such a great head on your shoulders. There's like nothing you can't accomplish if you can't do. You don't need them. You're really just smart. Right. You get out there like, yeah, you know what? I am smart. I'm acting like
I don't know shit. I'm smart.
You see?
God. You're so kind. It must be true. All of them, you see, someone would be like, you're the one who carries the whole bag.
Yeah, man.
And then you get like, you know what? I need you to
scrimp
by solo.
And that's
that Jimmy dude.
Every single man in this room heard the same damn thing. Chest puffed up. Is that young man? So only because we had never stepped out the door yet. We really didn't know what was out there.
Yeah.
So when I'm here, I've been reading a lot of books. But I watch videos.
Right.
I know what gangsters look like there. So I watch videos. I like the Snoop Dogg music too.
I'm here.
All of that. Because you know what's crazy? We got young dudes in here, right?
Right.
And I watched them, the same music. I drove all the way from out to San Antonio. I'm listening to their music. And I'm like, I'm listening to what they, and they know all the songs. They saying the whole damn song is down our gangster. Lord, I'm like, this dude really don't know what he's saying. He knows what he's saying. He don't understand what that life is really about or what's really about. I really am void of understanding that other side. But the manipulation is somebody who does know, they know the other side, and it's something I'm trying to get from you. But like, I got to get you out here because to get you away, I have more control to get you away from that source that, there you go. That's what I'm most trying to tell you about wisdom and understanding. Because if somebody worked and developed my wisdom understanding, it keeps me from all these things. But that young man that walked away from wisdom and understanding, he didn't properly get prepared for what was going to, he was going to run into out there, right? So read on real quick. In Proverbs chapter 7 and verse 4. A five.
That they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words.
You know what it is? We call it a stranger. It's foreign to what I've learned, what I've been of being raised on.
It's different, yeah.
Now you come up with a whole different philosophy than what the hell I was raised on, man. You're bringing me something that don't work. I wasn't raised that way, but now what you're trying to introduce to me is worldly. Because that woman that was the entire of the harlot, don't just have to mean that woman was a, she just like a hoe, like, ooh. You know, if that was so easy, we'd be like, there she is.
True.
She gets the booty shorts on, she's the wicked. She got one with a long skirt on. She got one that got the business suit on, looking professional. But it's still something I want from you. So I'm playing on your innocence, right? Go ahead.
Verse 6. For at the window of my house, I've looked through my cat.
Now this that father. This that old man, he doing what? I'm looking. This is what I was seeing when I looked out the window. That man left the house. That young dude left the house. And I saw, man, he about to get ran through. He really about to get, he think this is love. He don't understand what it really was.
True. True.
Go ahead.
Verse 7. And beheld among the simple ones, I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding.
Go ahead.
Passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house.
Go ahead.
In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night.
Don't it sound so romantic? He said in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark. What happened, Lazarus? Read.
And we are Christian. And behold, there met him a woman with an attire of a harlot.
Read.
And subtle heart.
And subtle of heart. It wasn't just the dress. She, look up subtlety. Look it up real quick. Let's look up what it means to have a subtle mind. That's good. Subtlety. She had a subtle way of thinking.
Okay,
finally,
not bossy or
thickly. No, subtle. What does it spell it?
S-U-B-T-I-L-L-Y. Subtly. Artfully, cunningly.
Hold up. She's what?
Hey, listen, man.
Yeah.
This English language is very confusing sometimes.
Y'all too. Hey, child. Stop talking, y'all.
The bee is supposed to be silent because the English language is funny like that. But, yeah.
It's subtle. Okay, not subtle. Read the definition of this.
The root word is supposed to be subtle, and I've been reaching the comments out. That subtlety, but for some strange reason, the root word. The bee is silent. I don't know why.
Okay.
Right.
No, no. So now read the definition.
Wily, artfully, cunningly.
Hold up, say what?
Wily, artfully, cunningly.
What's the first word you said? Wily. What else?
Artfully.
Is what?
Artfully.
Artfully meaning it's like, they paint a nice picture, right?
Mm-hmm.
That person, so this mind is very sly, and this mind,
she knows what she's doing.
God, I'm going to paint the right picture. So you look at this picture, you're like, man, you know what? I can see myself like that. Right? I can see myself doing this. I can see myself. Because now that was the mind. The mind was to get you to see yourself like this. What else? What you have, Kyle? Or who else? Somebody have something else?
Okay, deceitful, treacherous, or fine.
Hold up, but it's deceitful, is treacherous, is what?
Nice, fine, and delicate.
So it's deceitful or it's what?
Treacherous.
That truly is the end result to this woman's plot. It was never about
who. Again, I'm sorry. She's dressed, coming across, so she's coming. How is it going to cross to whom?
To that young man.
That young man, boy, the fun to say.
Right.
To him, this is a wife material.
Yeah, man. Oh, she look, this is a kid.
This right here, and she says, I make her feel like no man ever made her.
Oh, no.
She cries fine. That when we're together, she just feels so protected, so comfortable.
Yeah, man.
And she just looks fine.
Come
on. Ain't nobody trying to get with an ugly woman.
Yeah.
The first would get with an ugly woman.
Hey, if it be like that, my Instagram,
right?
And for some reason, because she have her tits out, she's just really dropping them against the tits. Man, I never thought about it like that. But let it be an ugly woman go and say that, you'd be like, man, she don't know what the hell she's talking about, man. She's deep, but she said, man, it was just so blossoming this morning. When your titties are blossoming this morning, Lisa and me, your ass is ugly. I ain't trying to hear that shit, man. So you know what, that it'll take an ugly woman to stay for the super like that.
Yeah.
But we listened to the flattery because I was caught up in what? The look. It was the look was to attract your attention, one way, and all of a sudden now, because I'm flattering you, you respect it. But that's why I used really.
And for this credit, it's not saying that Israel men have to be with other men.
No.
Before that becomes an accusation.
Yeah.
we can have one, and we can't. We don't have to get other
men. But you're gonna get clowned. But we ain't gonna do it in front of your face. But it will be some the beauty of a woman breakdown going on. When I when I'm saying here, like, bro, he said the beauty of a woman. We can go that way too. Right now, we're dealing with the mindset, and if the focus is that man don't build up his wisdom and understanding. If I don't grow my wisdom understanding, I am vulnerable for anything going on out there. I'm open to it, and what's always going to get me is somebody trying to flatter me, somebody trying to tell me something like they got my best interest at heart. But at that point, it was really
this point. You're the only one.
Oh.
There is no other. She might have had 100 boyfriends, but you know what? You're different from all the rest.
Oh.
From the way you, just whatever it is you do, you're so much different.
Sorry, I have not laughed at you. I'm looking over there, goddamn. Hey, I'm not looking at you. You know what? I have to say that I'll be cutting you off.
She slid in my DM.
She direct messaged me.
She'll
fucking know what else, but she don't direct me fucking nobody else but me.
So read on now. Read that.
Verse 9. In the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, verse 10. And behold, there met him a woman with an attire of a harlot.
What is a harlot? Go ahead. We're looking good. So one that forsakes the true God. That's a harlot?
Yes.
So that number two is not a hookup. Because right now, listen, right now, we're not, brother, they're walking. If you went down Central right now, you'd be like, get your fucking ass, let's be good, man. You can't move it. So number two is perfect. Because I forsake the true God. Say, listen to the Most High of the Bible. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get you to get in the world, not the scriptures. And then she did what?
Worship idols.
So, life.
You need to look like this.
Yes.
You need to.
You need to stay on that, Sam.
You let that go, man.
Yeah. You look like Tate. What's that nigga's name? Tate.
Uncle, what's that?
Hey, man, you need to have that Tate. You know what? Man, you got a nice car. Man, so you know, if you get that big house, oh my goodness, you'll really be successful. I can see us going somewhere together. The point I'm making is this, it ain't about righteousness. It's about all the things that status of America today. You now fit the profile and image of what an American man is today. I idolize that dude, so you ain't no different than any of them. I'm trying to make you into the American idol of what America is supposed to be.
Real quick, give me
probably
12 minutes. Real quick. Anybody.
Proverbs chapter 12, verse 6.
Read.
A man shall be commended according to his wisdom.
So in the eyes of the Most High, how does the Most High recognize that a man is recognized?
According to his wisdom.
According to his wisdom. And when the his is whose wisdom? His own wisdom or the Most High's wisdom?
The Most High's wisdom.
That a man should commend according to his wisdom. Do you have the Most High's wisdom? Remember it says the knowledge of wickedness is not wisdom. Just because you understand the wickedness in the world doesn't make you wise
right.
In the eyes of the Most High. That's not going to get you salvation in the eyes of the Most High. So the Most High says you can recognize a man by his wisdom.
Right.
What wisdom does this man use to make his decisions? That's not the Most High does. But the world says what? Give me 1 John 2:15. Quickly, anybody.
1 John chapter 2, verse 15.
Read.
Fuck you. Neither the things that are in the world.
Go ahead.
If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Read.
Verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh.
The what?
The lust of the flesh.
Do you look a certain way?
Yeah. I gotta love that.
Yeah, this style of clothes. Yeah, this style of yeah, that beat.
Yeah.
You have that look.
Hey, remember the restaurant. You got to be like this. You just got to have the ass. I don't care what you look like. I just care about the ass. Or, like you said, being tall, dark, and handsome. I said, right, that's 50% of the population is tall, dark, and handsome. There you go. So, all these things will be the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye.
How do you look? Are you appealing? And I'm sorry, I'm going here. How many, the way you tell this, how many young men have self-esteem issues about how they look? I don't have the right muscles.
I'm not tall enough.
Yeah. Right. Cut their hair into the shape they wanted every now and then.
And then I'm still in conditions.
Yeah, man.
Because
what'd you say?
Because they use that standard, that's why there's so much suicide, so much drug take, so much mental depression.
Yeah, man.
Because I don't fit the standard or the look. That's why the scripture says, this young man is simple.
Right.
He's stupid. That's right. What simple means. He's stupid because he used the world standard and tried to measure up to man. When he really, that's not what it's about.
God.
But that's the standard he's using. So the left eye, the left, I said, the left eye, the
right eye,
and then the pride of life. Look at what kind of car I got.
There you go.
Look at that. Look at the day when I live in.
There you go.
Look at my status.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what my parents
do. Look how many likes I got. Whatever the hell it may be. I'm using these things to determine my manhood. What else do you have?
Brother, it's not of the Father.
That is what?
It's not of the Father.
That's not from the Most High.
No.
But it's of the world.
But that's of the world.
Come.
So we can use it in a simple way.
A lot of
it. Like somebody pumping shit in his head, that unless he has these things, he's not a man.
That's true. That's that world. I like it too, man. Because you can start looking at that. You can look at that. I like your eyes. I like your hair. I like your skin color. I like this and that.
Right.
There's nothing spiritual about me you like. That means you don't know me, or you ain't been talking to me enough to even see the wisdom that comes from me.
God.
You really? That's the woman that's going to cheat on you. That's the woman that's going to leave. That's the relationship they're going to last. Because the next guy I see, that's got what?
Yeah.
The same things? I was worldly anyway, and everything that I chose it off of was worldly.
The standards of beauty change every generation. So in your guys' day, you guys kind of had a certain style where if you looked that way, you were the man.
Yep.
Now in our generation, if you look that way, you
you're the man.
No, you're not the man. It was called, you look old. You look old. You're old.
So what, let me ask y'all a question. No, Masaba, are they, you better shave that beard off. You put the clean cut. You got all the curls.
Come back.
You want to get weird. Manhood, you be the man. a young woman is based on the fact that it's going to be commended according to your knowledge, the way you think, the decisions you make, the life you live. But I won't be, listen, I can do this. I can look, instead of a woman looking and saying, oh, I'm just healthy. They won't say I'm healthy. They'll just say, oh, he got the B or he got the abs. But if they looked at the lifestyle, they were like, damn, this man's lifestyle, his wisdom could benefit me in my life. But I'll never, listen, I will never get to that point with her because the worldly standard is what? I only see a guy in the gym. So I don't look at him for that. And now the next guy that's a little bit bigger than him, that's cut to be that damn shame. This chick can see a dude that look just like him. Now she with him. She shouldn't stay with you. But I didn't like you. But when I got to know you, I didn't like you. I could, you know what I'm saying? It'd be more of that where the Most High is trying to show us we're supposed to be growing in understanding and wisdom because that's the thing that's supposed to be attractive, that you can commend me, that you can say, man, from his wisdom, this is what I've enjoyed. Same thing that's supposed to be attractive about a woman. Her what? Her wisdom. The fact that every time I have a problem, she's coming with what? A scripture. That's the one that's attractive. Now I'm talking to you. Now I'm talking to you. Okay, hold on. Let's go back. You know how this class is going. We should go a long time. Y'all, shy, your honor. Y'all be a fucking arrest when I play.
We're trying to base the track of Most High on wisdom, or base it as an enablement on our wisdom. That's, there's no other way around it. It's your wisdom. I just felt
But you know, you have a bunch of lonely men. Because that man, this might get the scripture for me. It says a wicked woman is to get the heart to a wicked man.
Yeah, that's sweet.
I want to get that. I want to understand. You got to understand something. This type of man and woman, is they find themselves having to wait. These are the ones that have to practice what is called abstinence. Or I got to wait because you have to understand something. They husband or they woman, and they man, there's a certain way that that righteous man, that righteous woman is going to get my man or going to get that woman. It don't come because you just seen this person in the picture because if I picked you from here, how many other guys picked her from there? No different if she picked you from there. How many other guys did she pick from this same site? But I want you to read this. Okay, read that. Ecclesiastes. No. What's that?
A wicked woman.
Yeah, that's it.
Nope.
No.
Is this something about the 5-3 or what?
Huh?
Ecclesiastes 5-3.
We don't go back. Trust me, hold on to it. No, it says... Right. Anybody got to read it, man. It's fine. Try to be that worldly man. If I'm the world, cool in the world, the standard and status of what a man's supposed to be in the world, what type of woman comes to me? What's my portion? That wicked woman, man.
Right.
That woman that was all the most of I give you those all day long. You trying to be that Jake dude? Fine. I'm going to give you a Jake woman. But you can't get mad because she's friends with benefits with somebody else over here or you know what I'm saying? Or she's out and she's partying and trying to, she ain't trying to like be settled down. She's trying to have different men, no different on that woman that's looking for this righteous guy to be her husband in his back. But he's like, he ain't serious. You know, he got a bay over here. He got a piece over here. You can't get mad because you put yourself in that category because, and that was the portion that comes with that category. Basically. You know what I'm saying? But it says, what about a righteous woman?
So a wicked woman is given as a portion to a wicked man.
Go ahead.
But a godly woman is given to him that fears the Lord.
So if I want a good woman, what do I got to focus on? I got to focus on my relationship with the Father. I got to learn to do things that are pleasing to him so I can get the right outcome. Now,
please don't fall for that. I've been looking for a godly man all my life.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna tell y'all, I'm gonna give y'all the kryptonite to every wicked woman. Because it only takes about a month. And you'll start hearing all the things they don't like. The class is good, but you know, I just see so much hate. That teacher was so. He always looking at me. When he's hitting me, looking at me, it just makes me feel uncomfortable.
Where's the passion at? I think some of the worship
that part of life. You know what the scripture be giving you? All the clues. I don't know. All them, what they call them? All them red lights that go up in here, like red this, huh? All them red flags. Bing, oh, it's not. Bing, 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 bing. You're like, oh. Then we start doing this. We go. This how you end up in the friend zone. Mm-hmm. This is when she ends up in that friend zone because I already know if the closer I get, I know what I'm getting close to. I know what I'm getting close to. Then I start realizing, wait a minute. If I'm getting close to her, then what is it? Obviously, my righteousness and wisdom is not attracting her. So this person is only looking at me for one thing, the flesh, the world, of the world standard. And if that's what she's looking at me on, then all it takes is the next guy to come up. We argue, next guy come through, he gonna smash. That way. Does it?
You might have 4% body fat. You got 2% body fat.
Oh. You got an 8-pack. Hey, and listen. You got an 8-pack. You got an 8-pack, but he drives a BMW. A show too. And he smoked a little more weed than you do. They got a summer house here. That's what I like about that man. It's what? He's void of understanding. So he's not building this relationship for it to last. He said himself up in his heart though. Because she didn't belong to you. She was a wicked man. You got somebody else's woman.
No, remember, she's level heart.
She likes a certain style. And because she does, this is what scripture's trying to tell you. She's giving him portion to a wicked man. That is his woman. So every time you try to like change this woman, you can't change her. You got to change you. Because the more you work on changing you, then the Most High sends you your portion. I sent you. That's it.
Yeah. No.